It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Off to Capitol Hill.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Today, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner testifies before Congress. The focus will be the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP. I'm sure he'll get an earful about this watchdog report that was released this morning. It says Treasury needs to do a better job of tracking how banks are using bailout money. It's also critical of the administration's plan to buy toxic assets. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
The government's plan is to get the private sector to buy troubled mortgage-backed securities backed by a big government guarantee. But the TARP's Inspector General, Neil Barofsky, says the program heavily favors the private investors. He says those investors are getting so much help to take part, it could skew their economic incentives and encourage actions that would harm taxpayers. He says the whole program is vulnerable to fraud, waste, and abuse. Barofsky recommends that Treasury set conflict of interest rules so those in charge of managing the assets don't benefit at taxpayer expense. And he says those fund managers should put procedures in place to screen investors so no one can use their asset purchases for money laundering. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
The Federal Reserve's number two official says the fallout could gradually wane toward the end of this year. Vice Chairman Donald Cohn points to steadier consumer spending and home sales and favorable earnings results from some banks. He delivered the annual Hutchinson Lecture at the University of Delaware last night and noted that a plunge in energy prices has helped bolster real income among consumers. Not a whole lot of enthusiasm in world markets. European shares are up only slightly at this hour. Asian markets closed lower for the most part, 2 to 3% today. Yesterday, the Dow shed 3.5%, 289 points to close at 7841. S&P shares fell more than 4%, and the NASDAQ had heavy losses too, nearly 4%. Of course, NASDAQ shares are tech heavy, and we're set to hear more earnings reports this week that could have some broad implications on the tech sector. IBM kicked things off after the markets closed yesterday, reporting sales fell by more than expected last quarter. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
Apple, Microsoft, Yahoo, and Big Blue, the biggest names in the industry, report earnings this week.
If one of them misses, it can take down the entire sector.
Laura DiDio heads the research firm ITIC.
And they don't have to miss by much for things to come tumbling like a house of cards.
Even if tech stocks do take a beating this week, DiDio sees signs of a rebound. Here's one example. Many businesses have put off IT upgrades, and she expects they'll start spending by summer. Another reason for hope? Computer analyst Roger Kay points to sales of netbooks, those super cheap, albeit basic, laptops.
Netbooks jumped in the last year a lot more than anyone expected.
Kay says demand is still strong when buyers see something that looks like a bargain, whether it's a brand new gadget or a beaten down tech stock. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Tomorrow is Earth Day, and to celebrate, the CBS game show The Price is Right is featuring environmentally friendly fare. Recycling cabinets, solar charging equipment, Ed Begley Jr., No, Begley's not one of the prizes up for bid, but the environmentally outspoken actor will make a special appearance to tout the green items on the Showcase Showdown. Those include a Toyota Prius and a trip that features donations to offset carbon emissions.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by DreamWorks Pictures, presenting The Soloist, starring Robert Downey Jr. and Jamie Foxx, in theaters everywhere April 24th. By Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
This month, drug maker Pfizer stocked shelves with its latest pill to treat overactive bladder. The company earns more than $1 billion in that market. Other pharmaceutical companies have cornered other disorders. And as reporter Carrie Grenz tells us, some critics say patients have the opportunity to waste plenty of money.
To be clear, no one disputes the reality of overactive bladder, or incontinence as it's often called. Tamara Babendam is a urologist and a medical director at Pfizer.
People may go to the bathroom as often as 20 times a day. And sometimes if they're not able to get to the bathroom in time, they can actually wet themselves, have an accident.
Babendam says overactive bladder is underdiagnosed, undertreated, and that 1 in 6 people suffer from it. That's when the eyebrows go up. John Mack is a blogger and publisher of Pharma Marketing News.
Is it as much of a problem for as many people as the industry seems to be claiming?
Critics say no. It's a case of disease mongering, where companies, doctors, and the media exaggerate the extent of a condition, like irritable bowel or restless leg syndrome. Mack says he has evidence supporting the skeptics. In 2002, he attended a presentation by an executive from the drug company Pharmacia detailing their success in inventing overactive bladder.
It really made an impression on me because it was the first time somebody actually said that they created a disease.
That company has since been bought by Pfizer, and its bladder control drug continues to be the market's bestseller. Pfizer couldn't confirm or deny the validity of the presentation. Steve Permit is a medical professor at Temple University. He says pharmaceutical companies can't just invent a disease.
I think, you know, we know when there's a disease. I don't know of anything that I prescribe that isn't for an acknowledged medical condition.
But he does recognize the influence of advertising. Permit himself receives money from a pharmaceutical marketing group.
The pharmaceutical companies spend billions of dollars a year on both advertising directly to the public and to the profession, and they wouldn't do it unless they thought they could influence sales.
Permit says for many patients with overactive bladder, the treatments can be very simple. Avoid caffeine and don't drink as much. In Philadelphia, I'm Carrie Grenz for Marketplace.
Hope you can join us at our website. Our scratch pad with online host and blogger Scott Jagal is there at marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.